On Curtain Radio right now, it's a great honour and a privilege to welcome to the airwaves the Premier of Western Australia, the Right Honourable Roger Cook. Good morning. Are you there, Premier?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Premier, and thank you so much for making yourself available this Sunday morning. I believe that you have just opened a wonderful new medical centre not too far down the road from us in Waterford for the Park Medical Group. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it? I believe it's beautifully designed.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. We've just come from Waterford Plaza, where we've opened the new Park Medical Practice. Park is obviously an established group of medical practices right across the southern corridor of Perth. They've been operating for about 10 years, and today they're opening their Waterford clinic. This is such an important part of making sure that we have primary healthcare available for people in the community. We know that one of the biggest challenges of our health system at the moment is the ability to see your local GP, keep on top of any diseases you might be managing, or make sure that you get speedy attention for any emerging conditions that you might have. So it's great to see Park Medical Group continuing to expand the availability of GPs in this area.
Yes, we spoke to Raj a little bit earlier on, and he said that the emphasis really is moving along from being reactive to being proactive.
Indeed, and look, we've seen many GP practices or smaller GP practices close up in recent years as they're challenged by the modern environment in which they operate. So, but I think the approach that Park Medical Group bring to their practice is around making sure you've got that good connection between the GP and their patient, and even though it's a rather large medical group, making sure that they receive personal care. And that's really the strength of general practice primarily, is that you build this relationship with your local doctor. They know your problems, they can assist you managing any issues you have, ongoing issues you might have, and in particular be available in those times of need.
Mr. Premier, you are a former health minister, so no doubt you are still taking a keen interest in health matters.
Oh, absolutely. So as you know, the state government funds the hospital services in our state. And if people can't get to see their GP in a speedy way, if they can't get the ongoing care they need, well, then they'll either go to an ED if they can't find a GP, or they'll go to an ED because their condition's getting out of control. And so that puts a significant pressure on our hospital system. So having a great primary healthcare sector is really important for our state hospitals so that we can manage the demand and see those patients who genuinely need hospital care in much faster and more efficient manner.
Yes, my next question, I think you kind of preempted it. I was going to ask you, what can the state government do to encourage more people to have a regular GP to monitor their health and prevent chronic diseases, which invariably leads to hospitalisation?
Yeah, well, the key influence that we can have is to encourage people to come and practice in Western Australia. All health systems around the world are challenged at the moment by the availability of workforce, and that's really challenging for all of us. We know Perth in particular, but Western Australia is a great place to live and work, and so we're continuing to campaign to attract doctors and nurses from overseas to continue to grow our medical workforce, which means, once again, the patients get better care.
Now, I believe you've just come from the Park Medical Group. I believe they got some lovely artwork there, and somebody told me that apparently it was done by the wife of one of your ministers. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right, and it looks wonderful, and we're really pleased with the atmosphere and the brightness in the clinic that we opened today. It's wonderful to see these art incorporated into a clinical environment, because that of itself makes people feel better when they're in that sort of area, in that sort of space.
Yes, I was told the art was actually done by Tony Beauty's wife. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, she's a talented artist in her own right, but in a different way. Tony Beattie's one of our best ministers and makes a great contribution to government.
And speaking of your own health, Mr. Premier, just recently you had COVID, so you've had experience of a health issue. Are you recovered? Is it all well with you now?
Yes, back on deck, and I took the opportunity, Alan, to thank my local GP because he was able to really assist me do all the things I needed to do so I could have a speedy recovery. So once again, GPs play an important role, and I experienced that just like everyone else does.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for making yourself available. This interview.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. This interview with the Premier was brought to you by the Park Medical Group, a station sponsor.